Among the most haunting words of Scripture are those of Psalm 73, verses 25 and 26. After wondering why the wicked prosper, God shows the psalmist that they will be swept away at the end. Realizing then how ignorant and foolish he has been, and that God has in hidden fact been with him all the time, even holding on to him in secret, he realizes how important God is to him. He prays, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire other than you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Imagine God as the strength of your heart. And how intimate are these words addressing God one-to-one, granting us permission to pray this way. What is more private than personal prayer? When you enter into your quiet inner prayer space, be grateful that what transpires there is strictly between you and God. No one but God hears and knows and loves you in your totality, including your past, present, and also future. That God loves you now means God, knowing the future, loves you forever, including the you who you are becoming. So everything is going to be just fine, eternally. I remember walking along a beach on the west coast of Florida with my wife some time ago. The sun was setting, and both of us were looking for interesting shells to take back to our home in landlocked Iowa. Kitty was about 10 yards ahead of me. I stopped and looked west at the glorious setting sun above the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. There was a shimmering path of slowly darkening rays of reddish orange, seemingly between me and the sun, as if for just that moment the two of us were in a silent IU connection. Then I looked ahead to my wife and asked her to stop and wait for me to catch up to her. Once together, I looked, and sure enough, she seemed to have the same one-to-one audience with the sun. Next, I imagined what it would be like if the beach were long enough for all of humanity to be standing there gazing at the setting sun. We would each have our own private moment with the sun at the same time. So it is with our astounding God. We can and do have private audiences simultaneously. How God can do this is beyond me. But then, so is God.